Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Monday Edition Week Conversation. Folks, I'm back. Yeah, I took a little time off. I've been so swamped and so busy and with the blizzard and stuff. And, you know, it was kind of crazy because we had to go up and, like, see my wife's family. Like, a lot of people, when we go up there, we just see her mom and dad. You know, we don't see 99% of them all the time. So it's only a couple times a year that we see some of these. My wife doesn't see them all the time. So we braved the blizzard to get up there and made it back all right. But then it was like 3 days later, I told my pastor, I'm like, guess what? It's 70 degrees. It was like 60 or something. I wore a t-shirt. That's how cold it was. You know, because like when we came back that Monday, we were off and I'm like, hey, I'm going up. And I went up to my pastor's and we worked on my Jeep. I'm like, yeah, I need to have my thermometers. Yeah, I think I can do that. We just had to figure out where they were, and we did that and got that done. But, yeah, it's been crazy. Hope you're all doing well. It's crazy. Yeah, it's just scary, you know. What is it now, $1.7 trillion or something? It's amazing how when, like, all my friends were like, oh, we can spend our way out of debt. You know, we can grease needs money. Don't worry. How many billions of dollars? Oh, we can give it to them. Don't worry. We'll get it. We'll bail out Greece. We'll bail out. But when Trump's in, it's like, do you know how high the debt is? See, I think a lot of people now are like, what do we do? Like it's out of control, and they don't know what to do, except for these college kids that, like, what letter of the alphabet begins with G? Yeah. Like, what letter... G begins with what letter of the alphabet? And how many years ago was it? 23 years ago. 23 years ago. I don't know. 1984? I don't know. Yeah, it's, you know. If you were born in 2000, you should know what year you were born. 2000. Correct. Should you know how old you are? Yes, because you're... year of birth, the year it is how old you are. So if it's 2005, you'd be 5 years old. You had your sweet 16 when it was 16. It's amazing. You ask all these kids, what country does the Panama Canal exist in? Panama Canal. Panama Canal. That'd be Texas. Okay, sure. What? Yeah. But, oh, well. You know, we have a nun that's denouncing this ongoing targeted attack against Christians, Africa. In Nigeria and stuff, there are tons and tons of Christians being killed. Where's the church? Where's the outrage? Pardon me. It's just sad, you know. But don't worry. I mean, most the church looks too much like the world, not the church. A woman who has a conceal and carry permit shoots Philadelphia attacker on New Year's Day. Gee. Oh, but don't worry, folks. Guns are bad. You know. We have a real constitutional crisis on our hands with the executive branch. They're warring a war against these people. How can you stand up and say, I'm going to take an oath to defend the Constitution, but then want to have gun laws? I'm okay someone saying, I want to have gun control, but they don't want to own a gun. They don't want to be around guns. They don't want people protecting them. They have protection that, oh, you're not going to carry a gun. You're going to be a dog to bounty hunter. If you want to have like a mace gun or something, you know, whatever, like a taser or something, but you will not have a gun if you're around me. And they are adamant that they don't want any protection from someone with a gun, then at least you can say, hey, I don't support what he's saying, but at least he's, I want gun legislation, but I also don't want to, I'm against guns. I don't want guns. You know, at least he's being, you know, but when you have these people that, we're going to take your guns from you because American citizens shouldn't have guns, but, oh yeah, these 75,000 cops around me, fully armed and loaded, yeah, that's okay. You know, at least you can say, hey, I don't agree with him wanting gun legislation, but then he doesn't want to have a gun, doesn't want to be protected. At least he's on the same side, you know, on both times. We have a radio announcer from the North Carolina State football team that's been suspended indefinitely for using the phrase illegal aliens. And I support that guy 1,000,000,000%. Folks, there are probably illegal aliens who listen to my program. Yeah, that's what you call, that's what you call someone that comes here illegally. If I go to France, I'm an alien, whether I'm a legal alien or an illegal alien. That's what they call people. You can use the term, okay, we'll call it cancel culture. I'm offended. Great. If that statue offends you, great. Guess what, folks? Maybe you won't repeat history. I got so much I want to get into, so welcome. Don't forget this, folks.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 20 says the following, here I am and I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. It's not hard to suppose that it's Jesus standing on the outside knocking on the door. But who then is on the inside and whose door is he knocking on? We can easily assume that we're on the inside and the door is to our own hearts. Because it's our door and our house, our heart, we may carry a mindset of ownership and self-determination. But what? What if we are not the owners of this house? A New Testament scholar brings a different perspective as he echoes the story in the gospel that suggests that the one who is knocking on the door is the master of the house, returning at an unexpected hour. In contrast, the one who should open the door is the servant who stayed awake. It's Jesus' house in the first place, and our job is to simply welcome him home. An even more stunning image. This is the bridegroom knocking on the door of the house where his beloved lies asleep and expectant for his return. So the practical question really is this. Is our love for Jesus keeping us sober-minded, expectant, and responsive for his sudden knock? First love for Jesus will accomplish just that.
That is Revelation 3:20. Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome. Welcome live from Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. Oh, yeah. This, you know, this country's just falling apart. It is. We're staying positive, but it's just, I mean, you got these people that don't want to do anything. Well, I was making more money on this car. How do I get Ben? It's like, and then it's true. 78% of black women are single. They incentivize it. They get, well, look at how much benefits I'll get if I'm a single parent. I can get all this assistance to help me if I'm single. I don't get that if I'm married. If me and my wife had a kid, we could technically get separated. She could probably get the benefits. You could probably figure out a way to where she could, we could be technically separated, but live together and be married. So we can get all these benefits. That's what's sad. This country incentivizes people not to, because they want to destroy the nuclear family. That's why they have all these kids. Well, I am a giraffe, and you know it's really, you know, I'm a animal giraffe. You know, I mean, I'm you know, I, that's what I am. You know, I And people need to understand that it's normal for someone like me. I have feelings, you know. I mean, I'm not, I don't really see myself as a human. I see myself, okay, well then you need to go out there and eat off the trees. I'm offended that you don't believe there's 5 billion genders. There's a gender for everything you want to believe. You need help. See, the people that can't decide what they are, and that's the scary thing. And I've said this on the program many times. That's what's wrong with this nation. When I was a kid, I can tell you, I used to love Levi Garrett. I remember one time we found this tobacco shop, and I went in there, and as nostalgic, and they have the bins. And I guess people used to get, like, bulk pipe tobacco and they'd roll their own cigarettes because, like, the tobacco, like the taxes on that would be way different and they could get them for next to nothing. They'd get a little cigarette roll and they could make their own little, they buy the tubes and they make a lot of, you know, way cheaper. Trying to save money. And I went and I'm like, wow, they have milk? Because there was a big thing back in the day. There was a guy that painted Treat Yourself to the Best. 2 male pouch tobacco. And it's sad because there are people that have vandalized some of those original paintings and put Treat Yourself to Cancer. I'm like, you know, that's historic what he did and stuff. And like, I didn't know I still made that stuff. Right? You know, but like back in the day, I thought I'd be true to me. Like, Garrett, till the day I died, I thought, you know, I don't do it anymore. There are things about who I was that's not me anymore. And what's funny about it is, I'm a giraffe, and you better treat me like one. I know I'm a giraffe, and, you know, I need to have accommodations in school to accommodate the fact that I'm a giraffe. I'm a cat, so you better have a litter box. Yeah. I wanna find some of these kids that want to have a litter box in school and think they're a cat now. I wanna meet them in 15 years when that was who they were, and they didn't know any better, and when they're like, oh, my OMG, oh my gosh, I thought I was a cat, oh Lord. You know, like you look now at those photos, and there's about 25 cans of Aquanet to get the hair stand up, maybe super glue, whatever. What the heck? You know? Oh! Interesting. That's very interesting, Melissa. That's you, Melissa? Wow. What was that, like 85 cans of Aquanet? You know, Mom, that was you? Did they have hairspray back then? What do you guys use? Like an industrial something to hold your hair up like that? You make fun. Oh, we had clothes like, oh, we thought that was the coolest thing to have our clothes like that. Guess what? You can take those clothes off. You can take things. But like, you know, the way like I used to dress or my wife dressed or people dressed back then or my mom or dad. Wow. My mom was gorgeous back in the day. So was Nadine, my mother-in-law. Wow. You know, but it's just like you look at it from this standpoint. Now it's just like these kids are so messed up, and I can't – I'm wondering what's going to happen when these kids go out of this. You know, I think I'm a tangerine. Yes, yes, I'm an inanimate fruit. Yes. I'm from Brazil, though. I'm a Brazilian tangerine because, you know, I mean – The conditions are better in this part of Brazil, so they make a better fruit. You know the juice is better. I'm just better. I'm a Brazilian tangerine. I don't know if they make tangerines, but anywho, you know, see these kids in like 10 years when that's not who they are. You know, like the things you had to do to be cool when you're in your 20s, that now you're like, oh, that was me? Oh, Lord. You know, that's why Barry Manilow's music still resonates today, because love songs never go away. That's why you can put in, oh, Mandy, and you came and you gave without taking, because that music doesn't die. People can still resonate to the Grateful Dead, though my wife is like, no, they just spend their whole lives trying to figure out what it means. Gee, I can tell you what it means. Sure you can. Go right ahead. Or you give me a verse and I'll tell you what it means. I've rarely been right, but I've never been wrong. It rarely turns out like it does in the song. Once in a while, you get shown the light in the strangest of places if you look at it right. Okay, what does that mean? I'm not wrong, but I'm not right either. There's so many times where we have, me and my wife will have disagreements, or people will have disagreements, and it's not an argument. I thought you meant this. No. And this person's not right, and this person's not wrong. And when you hear a music, don't you wish everything turned out like it does in a PureFlix movie? Yeah, I know you do. So do I. But that's not always the case. But anywho, you'll get shown the light in the strangest of places. Sometimes like, wow, that's why. But hey, folks, that's this world we live in, folks. You know, when you have a Philadelphia woman with a concealed carry permit that shoots an attacker on New Year's Day, what is it, 25 states now have what should be in every state? The Second Amendment allows me to have a gun. You shouldn't be able to carry me. Give me one reason why you need an AR-15. I don't need a reason. The Constitution is not a reason. It's a guarantee till the day I die that until infinity and beyond that I am able to carry a gun and protect my family. The Second Amendment is the only carry permit needed in 25 states. But then there's people like, well, how dare that? Because then you don't have to have a permit. And people can just, then people can get guns that don't even, no. You're never going to keep a mentally insane person from getting a gun. There's always going to be some mentally insane person, no matter how strict the gun laws are, they're going to get a gun somehow. Trust me. The cartels, if they try to ban guns, it'd just be one more thing they deal in. Just like cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, PCP. It's just going to be one more thing they'll deal in. Because I know people like, I open carry. And other people like, you open carry. The only time I conceal and carry is when I go in places that don't, they can't keep you from carrying a gun, but they don't want them. And then when people get killed, well, where was the person with a gun to shoot up? If they don't want you to have guns in that store, a criminal's going to love that because, hey, a law-abiding citizen isn't going to follow the rules. I semi-follow the rules because I follow gun rules, but I'm going to carry a gun. I mean, I've gone into bank with a gun, concealed and carried. I didn't realize I had it on me, but sorry, folks. I'm not there to rob the place. But anywho, you know, 25 states, you just need a permit. Now, some people say you want to get the permit anyways because if you go to some state, hey, well, I've got an Indiana permit. Okay, because some states you have to have a permit to be in their state. So if you take your gun and you want to go to another state that allows conceal and carry, hey, we allow Indiana's permit. Now, I don't know if, since Indiana's a constitutional carry state, if another state that requires a permit that accepts Indiana's permit, because like there's some states that if you have a Indiana conceal and carry, if you have an Indiana permit, see in Indiana, the permit was just a permit. Some states, you have to get two different permits if you want to open carry or conceal and carry. I have, Indiana was for the longest time, just one permit, and it just allows you to carry a gun, period. But, long story made short, it's where we go. It's what we do in this country. You know, but if you go from one state to the next, you know, some, you know, in this country where I live in Indiana, that's how we do it. All you had to have is a permit, and you could carry open or conceal. Now you don't need a permit, but some states, they would accept, okay, if you go to Michigan, as long as you got an Indiana permit, you're cool. But if you, I don't know if you can go to Michigan carrying your gun and you're from Indiana, and you, since you don't have to have a permit, if they recommend if you go into another state that would, that accepts Indiana's gun laws, you know, per se, they recommend you have the permit anyways, just because that way, not that you need it in Indiana, but if you want to go to another state and they, this state looks at the Indiana permit and it allows it, like, okay, you know, like some places, some cops will be like, if you've got a medical marijuana card and you've got all the documentation, this is from my medical dispensary, this is exactly what I take, it's when I take it, I don't take it when I drive, X, Y, and Z, and you're following all your state's laws, and they'll sometimes let you go. Some cops are like, nope, you can't take it over across the border. You know, some states recognize Indiana's permit, as long as you have a permit, but I don't know if they recognize, if you go to Michigan, if you don't have a permit, since you don't need one. If you say, hey, you don't need a permit in Indiana now, then, you know, everyone's told me that if you're going to another state that recognizes Indiana's handgun permits, which is just one that's open or concealed, however you want to do it, I don't know per se how that works. If, like, since we're a constitutional carry state, do they still recognize Indiana when you go to Michigan, or do they prefer you have a permit to say, hey, here's my permit? So I don't know. But usually when I'm having it in Michigan, I'm just taking it to go to my mother and father-in-law's. And hey, there's my wife. But yeah, I mean, I might actually, next time I'm up in Michigan, if I see a trooper, I might ask him that, because since there are 25 states that you don't have to have a permit, and it's just open and carry, or conceal and carry, it's by the Constitution alone. I know one person told me that they still recommend you get a permit. Like, if you go to another state that recognizes Indiana's permit, or vice versa, that when you go to Michigan, if you do get pulled over, you actually can just say, here's my permit. But we need to have more states like this. Like when you had Katie Hobbs of Arizona laughing when she's saying she's going to support the Constitution, it makes you sick. Anyone that supports gun legislation, how can they support gun legislation and say they're keeping an oath to protect the Constitution? Why do you need an AR-15? I don't have to have a right to need an AR-15. The Constitution says, to infinity and beyond, I have the right to carry a gun. I don't need to have a reason why. Why don't you ask the people that are surrounded by 700 guns who say they want to take my gun away? I mean, we have a North Carolina state commentator, Gary Hahn, who has been suspended indefinitely for using the term illegal aliens. Well, what do you call them?
Illegal aliens.
Yeah, exactly. I'm offended. You hurt me.
I'm
great.
Offended.
If you're good. If that statue offends you, then maybe you should leave it up there as a reminder so you don't do it again. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm offended. He said the term illegal alien. Well, okay. Illegal foreigners, if they come across this border illegally, they're illegal. It makes no sense, folks. But he says, I stand with them. I'm going to find out how I can write, and I'm going to write them and give them a piece of my mind. Because it's sort of like, well, you think about it like this, too. Like, the support for the, I don't know what they are now, because they're not the... The Cleveland Indians' support has gone down the tubes. They're showing their distaste because they got rid of the Cleveland mascot because people are offended. I'm offended that you have a Native American. I mean, eh. It's like when they got rid of Aunt Jemima and the family of Aunt Jemima. You know, they don't speak for all black people. I'm like, they speak for the woman on the box. If anyone should be offended, it's her. It offends me. How? How can it? So let me get this straight. So I guess you want to be oppressed. I guess you want to have your history removed. I guess you don't want to be reminded of someone who was a slave, who was segregated, who had all kinds of problems, who grew up and made something of herself and accomplished something. Just keep listening to Oprah Winfrey that tells you you can never make anything of yourself. Don't worry. I'm a trillionaire. I'm one of the wealthiest people on planet Earth. I'm a female, but you won't be able to accomplish anything. You'll be able to do anything. Just shut up. I'm offended. And if I was ever suspended for saying something like that, I'd be like, I want to make honor comments. My comment that I said, yes, I triple down. I quadruple down. I do not apologize for it, nor I ever will. Like that one guy, there was a teacher that used the N-word or something in classroom, and he's like, yes, I apologize, and this and that. I'm like, what happened is, man, I remember going up hearing the group NWA, and they did a whole song, Why Do I Call Myself the N-Word for Life? Why do I call myself my N-Word, you ask me, you know? I don't like to curse. I don't know if that, it depends, because black people say that word all the time. But you try to use it like that one guy that was at the college campus, and he goes, and this lady's like, well, you can be whatever you want to be. Then I identify as a black person, and she lost it. Well, you just said I could be whatever I want to be. If I want to be a giraffe, a tiger, a bear, anything. I can be whatever I want to be. I can believe I'm whatever I want to be, but apparently not. And I love these people that are like, white privilege is real? What about Asian privilege? What do you mean Asian privilege? Oh, well, first of all, they're minorities, so, you know. But they're, Asians are more well-to-do, more affluent, have more money, and are more successful than any other race on in America. They are way more successful than us, and they don't know what to do. It's factual, because it proves the whole race, because since they're a race, it's not white, they can't claim racism. You know, it throws their whole race thing out of line. It throws their whole, well, hey, wait, you know, this whole whites are the only ones that are racist. You know, everything, it throws their, what do you mean? Yeah, Asians are the most wealthy, the most rich, the most successful, this and that. Do you know why? Hello, son. It's first day of kindergarten. Most important day of your life. You get the A-. Oh, no. I just found a family. If I get an A-, I have to get A. Perfect. I mean, when I was in school, all the Asians, when I was in school, they were like geniuses. They studied. They amazing. Not me. Yeah, someone never told me about. Where can I get this? Me and my wife struggle every day. We have to trust God for everything. But then again, I mean, God's only eternal thing, not material things. But don't worry, folks. We got to get rid of. What is it like? What was it like in 1940s? They wrote a song called. What was it called? Oh, yeah. One of my favorite songs. Baby, it's cold outside. And when everyone was offended by that, and we need to cancel that song, Wet Hot Pussies, excuse my French, by like Beyonce or one of them, like was like the number one song at the time. He said the word illegal aliens. He needs to be suspended. How dare he? How dare he? Okay, well then, what do you call someone who's crossing the border illegally? What do you call them? If I was to go into France, I'd be an alien. And if I get my status and I'm a citizen, then I become a legal alien. Nope, can't do that. That's the problem, folks. Everyone's offended by everything. And then, I mean, what's funny is I can't pronounce the guy's names, but Democratic Rep. Christian Maruthi is like, I'm not thrilled about anyone's tax returns being made public, and talking about Donald Trump's. And I look at some of these headlines and stories that are coming up. Yeah, he's a Democrat from Illinois. I'm like, great. And he was on MSNBC saying all this stuff. And I'm like, something just tells me, like, a lot of this is smokescreen. Like, hey, they want you to focus on this while this happens. It's scary because I don't know what to do anymore. I mean, because you got so much going on in this. In this world where everything's... You would have these kids brainwashed. You have white privilege is real. I know it is. Are you struggling? And what's funny is it's the white people that go off about white privilege and all the whites are racist. And it's like the white people that are offended by Aunt Jemima. How is Aunt Jemima offensive? She's a national hero. She's an icon. She's a legend. She's someone that went from nothing to a famous pancake recipe that became synonymous with a pancake mix. And her name is on the box. I'm offended. I'm a white, and I'm offended. And then when you say that 95% plus of the Native Americans have a problem with getting rid of it, they're offended by them removing all these Native Americans like the Washington Redskins and all this. But they don't speak for every Native American. Well, what? So if one person has their panties in a wad because they're retarded and they need a safe space, they're the problem? There's a difference between retard and there are people that have developmental disabilities that have problems. There are other people that know better, but they still do stupid crap. Retarded people are the stupid people that sit there and let me pour gasoline over myself and light myself on fire and see what happens. Oops. Someone who is retarded is someone that has a developmental disability that is a human being that we need to care for and be there for because they can't do it themselves. The people that are retards are the ones that know better. Okay, let me go 50 miles an hour into a brick wall and see what happens. Yeah, what happens if you don't wear your seatbelt, you're probably going to go through the windshield and be killed. That's it then. Oh, make sure you disable the airbags first. That way you don't have protection yet. Luckily I grew up in an age where we watched Tom and Jerry and we watched Roadrunner and Coyote and we knew not to do it. We knew better. We knew you couldn't jump off a building and 50 stories and land and survive. We were smart. Yeah, I think like the Trump's tax return stuff. I think it's a political stunt, but I think it's trying to hide stuff. Like, let's get people let's have the people watch my right hand while something happens in the left hand. You know, it's just one of those things. This world we live in. How dare you? How dare you call someone what they are? How dare you? Yeah, it's called an illegal alien, yes. Great. If I can't call them illegal aliens, then this is then yes, I'm not, yes, I want to make the term, yeah, we need to cancel culture, the term gun, and call them cordless hole punch. Yes, folks. Yes, I'm offended by the term gun, so I'm going to call this from now on a cordless hole punch, okay? Yes, that's right, folks. I'm offended, so since I'm offended, I'm going to call it a cordless hole punch. It's a cordless hole punch. That's right. But then you have these people that come out like, this is the most corrupt government we've ever had. Well, and you're going to, yeah, you're trying to act like you're trying to be, yeah, and what have you done to stop this? And how long have you been in Congress? What have you done to try to stop any of this at all? Now the 1% chance that, yeah, I was a part of this for a while, and then I realized, okay, yeah, but it's gotten out of hand, and I don't support it now, and I still won't believe you, but hey. But this, we're going to investigate the Clintons, like this one guy, who is it? Joel Walsh says that the GOP investigating Hunter Biden's laptop is going to anger the American people. Sure, it's going to anger me because they should be in prison already. Dude, I'm tired of investigations because they're not going to go anywhere. Until I see people like Dr. Fauci in prison or hanging from a gallows, I don't trust anything. I mean, there you have Katie Hobbs of Arizona. I swear to hold new to uphold the Constitution. Oh yeah, I'm laughing. I'm sorry, folks. I know it's not supposed to be funny saying I'm going to support the Constitution, but I'm not really going to. But don't worry, folks. I just have to do this. I mean, they're not wanting to make Senator McCarthy the Speaker of the House because they want to get some rhino in. I mean, well, McCarthy seems on the outside like he might do something, but I doubt it. Pardon me. But over $150,000, I'm going to get into this amazing story. Over $150,000 have been raised for a Buffalo woman who saved a mentally disabled man amid historic blizzard on Christmas. Yes, this is a black woman saving a black man, Joe White, and it is kind of ironic that he is white and that's his name, Joe White, you know. But as of Thursday afternoon, around 5,000 people have raised under $150,000 for Shia Karaya Agatri via the GoFundMe page after she helped save Joe White from nearly dying in freezing temperatures outside. And I guess he was encased in ice and they had to cut off his gloves and all his stuff was frozen to him and he was near death. And she just heard someone crying outside and they brought him in. And he's not with it. He's 64, mentally disabled, and she took him in and saved his life. And that's America I grew up in. When people help, I don't care who they are, a stranger, here you go. And he was looking at frostbite and everything else. And it's just nice to see somebody step up and do something cool like that, you know. You know, so it's just neat to see that someone actually steps up and, you know, I guess they had to use hair dryers and stuff to try to warm up the pants to get them off them and stuff. And he was near frostbite and all this stuff. And it's the America I grew up in. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And we need more. We need more of that. We need more Americans coming together in this nation that's falling apart because you have, let's just, oh yeah, here's 150 trillion. Oh yeah, 5,000 million pages. How could you read it? How do you know it's in it? Now we have to pass this $1.7 trillion spending bill. We got to find out what's in it by passing it. Yeah, the Never McCarthy's are just people that want this country to fall apart, and they're rhinos. Not that McCarthy's not going to cave the Democrats at times, but, I mean, it's the way this country is. You have at least 30 people shot over the weekend in Chicago's New Year's Eve past weekend. Nothing's going to be done. People are still going to get shot over and over. The violence in Chicago is not going to end, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. You know, don't worry, folks. We don't want to make America better. We don't want to fix the problems in America. We don't want Kevin McCarthy that might try to do something. I mean, inflation is causing singles that when they go out to adjust their spending habits on first dates. Okay, we're going to get that $25 deal. Two hamburgers, two small fries, and two waters. I mean, in Northern California, recently they had a 6.4 earlier, and then they had a 5.4 earthquake almost a week later. Do you know Christ? You know, people keep putting their faith in Christ. No, they don't. Don't worry, folks. I'm going to put my faith in the fact that I think I'm a giraffe. I'm a giraffe who carries a cordless hole punch. I'm going to say I'm transgender. And then you got a gun? Nope, this is a cordless hole punch. I don't like the term gun. That word offends me, so I don't use it. It is a cordless hole punch. Yes, and if you have a high enough caliber, it's an instant heart remover. One shot, heart's gone, now I have another one. You know, if you pull the trigger, you can kill someone with a gun. It takes responsibility. It's not a joke. And so many of these people, I'm a rat and you need to identify me. Yeah, okay, time to call that. The Acme Exterminators, they got a rat in the classroom. You know, I just, like I was talking about earlier in the program, I want to meet these people in like 15 years who swore up and down till the day, I am an elephant and meet me. And I need like these people that demand a litter box in the classroom. Because I put a $1 million bet, and I'm not a gambler. I put a $1 million bet that they won't think they're a cat in 15 years. I wonder how long it's going to take for some of these people to think that don't know what they are before they realize there's somebody that they're like, oops. They had me believing I could be whatever I wanted to be except for a colored person because I'm white. Yes, folks, I identify as a rainbow, so taste the rainbow. I identify as spindles. So taste the rainbow. I don't know. this world is so messed up. And maybe it's good, because I watched an interview with Kurt Cameron. He's like, I think this church decline is a good thing, because a lot of people are walking away from these woke churches that, like, where all this is prosperity preachers, and it's all, you know, come as you are, yeah. Come to my church as you are, but you're not going to stay as you are if you're... You know, I'm glad I found the church. I'm glad I found the people I'm involved in. It's an amazing thing. And part of the show, I try to wake people up because I don't understand this nation that is where these. I just can't. You wonder, and I'm seriously, how long before these kids that think, I'm a beach ball, or I'm a elephant, or I'm a cat. Because let me tell you, I cannot tell you how many things I thought I was. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. All the fads I was into, they went by the wayside. Like I've said, and I've said this probably the last time I'll say this on this program today, but I just can't wait to see these kids. Who, like, I think that demand, like, the litter box and stuff in the classroom. I can't wait to see them in, like, 10 years when that's, like, not even, then that's not who they are. They have no idea. It's going to be interesting because I want to see what happens. You know. I know. I know I am. Yeah, folks, don't worry. In 10 years, they're going to be like, yeah, that's you in the yearbook. What? Yeah, you had to be a cat. You had to have a litter box. I mean, at least in our day, I could say, how many cans of Aquanet, Melissa, did you have in your hair? Oh, man, if you got a mash near some of those people's hair in the 1980s, you'd be like Michael Jackson in a Pepsi commercial. But it's okay, folks. You know, we make fun of the things like when they have like the things that were in the 80s that you had to do and 90s that you had to do that now you laugh at and make fun of. Oh, yeah, you had to, that was me, okay. I just can't wait to meet these people who in 10 years are like, I seriously want to do an interview with someone that in like 5 to 15 years had to have a litter box in the classroom because they thought they were a cat, and now they're like, oh, my gosh, that was me. Oh, my gosh, that was me. And they're not that way at all. And they realize that they were duped. People are going to be like the whatever you call it. Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. Like the people that, like, swindle you. Like, you think you get a good deal, and then you find out after the fact you got screwed. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks, to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I want to get into some Manchester United news. Thank you so much for tuning in. Here's the question. To spend or not to spend, do you think the Glazers will spend anything? I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it, but I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what happens, folks. I think they want to try to get whoever is going to give them the most amount of money for the club. And that's whoever buys the club, they're going to have to spend money. They're going to have to invest in that club or ain't going to make money. So whoever does it is going to have to spend a crap load of money. They got a back Ted Hag. He's doing decently. He's turning the club around slowly. He's doing the best he can with what he's got, but he needs more. They need to spend money, and I don't know if they're going to actually do anything or try to spend money or anything on him. They're trying to look for the highest bidder. I mean, yeah, we beat the Wolves 1-0. I mean, we should have done a little bit better than that, but still, you know, a lot of people had a 2-0. I had 2-1. You know, we beat Nottingham Forest 3-0. I think he just needs some depth in that team. He needs to, and I think he's the right guy. It's going to be interesting to see if we get new owners in there, what they're going to do. You know, whether they're Saudi owners or American owners, or who knows. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward what happens. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens, folks. I'm excited to see what happens, you know. I want Harry Maguire gone. I wish those rumors were true. He needs to go. Interesting to see, folks. Moving forward, what happens? Because the owners are the big thing for me. Because no matter who we get, they're going to have to spend money. If they want to try to make money out of this club, they're going to have to spend.